if somebody said, say that window was broken, somebody threw something through it and it was broken, and I said to you, did you break the window? Would you give me an answer?
I'd say, you know, ma'am, that somebody have done it. I'd say something like that.
But you say
it wasn't me.
Okay.
See that one right there?
Yes.
And if somebody come here, you know, then I move, you know, and tried to come in that one, to the scream all day, you know. And I haven't come down here that morning. I don't know if the police didn't hear me or see me and run off back out through that somewhere, you know. And I went on the door and we called the law. And the law come down here and he asked me if I had the key to the house. Said he might have got in here. I said, no, he didn't get in there. No, get on to who that boy, you know. But I imagine there was some white folks, you know, they catch some white folks here, son of a leg. Have Miss Meaden told you about it?
No.
Well, they broke in this house over here, this side of Brooklyn, and done got all the stuff out, you know, and put that on the porch. It was two white ladies, and one child, and one white man. And they lived up here, Palmetto.
Mm-hmm.
And they done, the group got to tag them and give to Mr. Cameron out there. Mr. Cameron, he carried it on in and get the shade on in noon. And they just trade that thing on up there and they called them soon that Monday morning. And that white lady denied the car. This was a colored woman's car. It wasn't on their car. So that car was both of that colored woman. And they said, yeah, you got the wrong man. Said the car, they were smart enough to go put them a colored woman's yard. And this colored woman was going to work when the Lord got there, you know. And they said they had to go back up there and see about it, you know, and get the right one. And see that my white people wouldn't put in that color on the yard.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? What people will do.
People are smart in this world, I'll tell you that right now.
Sometimes they're mean, aren't they?
Yeah, I call it mean.
Okay, I'd like to just go over some quick ones here that I think that we'll be able to handle briefly. What do you call this?
A cushion, ain't it? A pillow.
All right. What would you call this thing that's on back of the couch?
I call that the back of that settee. That's the back of it.
What do you call the back part of your bed?
The bed.
Yeah, the things that stick up from the ends of the bed.
You call that the side of the bed.
Well,
the bed railing.
Okay. What do you call the something you hold when it rains? That you hold over yourself to keep it from
you
getting wet.
You call that a tasso.
Okay, and what do you call something that some men wear that go up this way that keep their pants from falling down?
Gathers.
Okay, what do you call something that a woman like Herman may wear around her neck, you know, over a nice dress, the little...
Call it a sweater?
Well, not a sweater. It's a piece of jewelry that she may put on.
A necklace?
Okay, what do you call it when Herman gets all dressed up? She's putting on her, what does she do? When she puts on her good clothes, you say she's getting?
She puts on a nice piece, a nice good, something like that, a nice dress, a nice sweater, something like that.
And when you see her like that, you say she's all?
All right, she's okay then.
How do you think she looks?
She looks good. I see that now. Yes, sir.
What does she carry when she's all dressed up, or even now? What does she carry when she goes to the store that she puts all her money in her?
Fully.
What do you call it when she is getting herself, you know, she's putting on her clothes, or she's combing her hair, she's going into what?
To the glass and look and see how she looks.
Well, what do you call that whole process? What do you call that whole process when she's doing that? When she's combing her hair and putting on her clothes and, you know, what do you call that? Or
call that she's dressing up herself,